Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, taking you through a Friday afternoon and into your Friday evening. And coming up a little bit later on today, it's Cleveland Indians baseball. After the day off yesterday, the Tribe continues their road trip over the weekend against the defending champs, the Houston Astros. Should be a very interesting series between the Tribe and Stros. And time now to talk to Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Every conversation with Rosie is brought to you by Erie Burger Company in the Avon Lake Town Center right off of Walker Road. Head on down there and you can try a burger made with local grass-fed beef. They've got a large lineup of sandwiches for you to choose from, as well as their awesome fresh-cut fries. Make sure you visit Erie Burger Company. Rosie, how are things down in Houston?
Things are good. Things are going good. Certainly a big series coming up this weekend, Indians and Astros. I know the Tribe's looking forward to it, and it should be a lot of fun this weekend for sure.
Well, I feel like the conversation, a lot like the last time we spoke, the Indians able to kind of get off the schneid with a big win in a series finale a couple of days ago, defeating the Detroit Tigers on the last day of that series in Detroit before the off day yesterday. Rosie, Trevor Bauer was really, really good in that game, and you know, I think it's probably too early in the year to pinpoint a victory and say, wow, that's a huge win, just because, you know, we're so far from the finish line. But, I mean, if you were to put any kind of measurement on the strength of that victory, how big do you think that was? Because, really, I mean, it was a complete team effort. And we all know about the issues the bullpen has had, especially over the last few weeks. But how big do you think that win was to avoid the sweep going back to Wednesday?
Well, I think it was important just because of what's coming up. I mean, they're going to be playing one of the best teams in baseball, the best a year ago, and off to a real good start again in the Houston Astros. And in between a seven-game stretch, there's two games against the Chicago Cubs. So you're playing the last two World Series champions. And to go in there having been swept by the Tigers, that would have been, I think, a tough pill to swallow. So, look, it's a good ball club. They know they're going to get good starting pitching most of the time. And we saw that on Wednesday come into play. They got a real nice effort from Bauer, plenty of offense, and it added up to a win. And it was a good win, especially considering how the first two games in the series had gone.
Rosie, obviously everyone's talking about the bullpen right now and what's been happening, the struggles that have gone on within it. Where's the club go from here at this point? Is this just something that'll work its way out here as the season continues on, or is that what they're hoping for at least?
I don't think so. I think they need to get some different arms in here at some point. In talking to Chris Antonetti, it just doesn't seem like this is – it's a very difficult time of year to make an acquisition. Teams aren't quite sure, you know, what direction they're heading, who they want to make available, that type of thing. I mean, there's some teams off to horrible starts, but again, we're not quite at that point yet where they can acquire an impact reliever. So for right now, yes, it is, you know, going back to Zach McAllister, Dan Otero, Evan Marshall, some others to see if they can get the job done in key spots. Andrew Miller's going to be fine. I know he had a tough one on Tuesday, but he'll get better as he goes and has more time away from that disabled list in. Neil Ramirez is intriguing based on what he did on Tuesday night. So maybe he's an answer, at least to some extent. And I think Cody Allen is fine. So there's some pieces there, mm-hmm. but the inconsistency of the others who are coming off good seasons, I think, is what's troubling and probably will need to be addressed at some point.
We're talking Tribe with Jim Rosenhaus. It's brought to you by Erie Burger Company and the Avon Lake Town Center right off of Walker Road. Boy, Rosie, I think in the midst of all the bullpen issues, people have forgotten about this unbelievable run that Frankie Lindor has been on the last few weeks. I just wanted to kind of get your perspective and break some things down for us as to just how great he truly has been. An unbelievable hitting streak. And it's not that he's getting on every game and setting the tone at the top of the order as well. He's getting huge hits in huge spots as well. You know, what is it that just made him so great? Going back a few weeks, I mean, at the beginning of the year, it was a relatively slow start to the year for him, but then all of a sudden, something just clicked.
Well, I asked him about it, and he said it's not that much different than what he was doing. It was more of just a mindset thing. He was going up to the plate and maybe thinking a little bit too much about his mechanics, and when you do that, then your timing's not there. And then he was either a little bit late on the hard stuff or a little bit early and fouling pitches off. And so he's kind of just blocked some stuff out, you know, trusted his mechanics and gone up there with a real aggressive attitude, and he's on time now in terms of his timing. So that's made a big, big difference. And I think what's really encouraging, you mentioned his work out of the leadoff spot, and then for a couple of days there, they moved him into the cleanup spot, but he didn't do anything different. I mean, they walked him four times on Tuesday night, and he took his walks instead of trying to expand the strike zone, and then came through in some key spots on Wednesday. So he's just in a real good stretch right now. And look, hitters have their ups and downs. He's in an up right now, but for him, he said it's just a matter of going up there with a real good mindset when he gets to the plate and blocking everything else out, and he's been able to do that.
Taking a look at the center field position, at least the last few games, and I know Greg Allen's gotten some more opportunities there. You know, looking back at last weekend, I know that they were hoping to get more out of Bradley Zimmer, but I know he's really kind of been slow to come back as well. What's the latest on him, and how long is it going to take for Zimmer to get back to 100%?
Well, he's on the 10-day disabled list, so they're going to give him some time there. But it certainly sounds like once his DL stint is up, that he'll be okay. And, we'll see. I think he'll be fine. I don't know if he'll need a rehab assignment or not. Maybe it depends on how Allen and Rajay Davis are doing. They seem to be platooning them a little bit in center field. But they can probably be patient with Zimmer and make sure that when he does come back, he's fully healthy and ready to go. And I think they tried to do that without a DL stint, but it just wasn't coming around. This way it gives him a chance to just relax and make sure that he's fully healthy before he comes back.
Want to take a look at another infielder that's really doing some special things. And, I think it's a guy that, as many Cleveland fans may tell you, they kind of take for granted because he really kind of burst onto the scene a couple years back. And now all of a sudden he's putting some unbelievably awesome numbers together. You know, I think if you go back, let's just say 3 or 4 years, and you look at Jose Ramirez and what he was doing when he was the shortstop before Frankie Lindor was called up, people looked at those offensive numbers and just kind of shook their head. Now, all of a sudden, you could make the argument that he's the best offensive player that they've got. He's putting up some gaudy numbers again this year. Jose Ramirez has just been tremendous, and he's just so fun to watch every single day. As you watch him go through his daily routine, Rosie, what are some things that really stand out to you?
Well, he's not striking out a whole lot. He's got the same approach at the plate just about every time. And you mentioned that when he first came up and was playing shortstop and had some struggles. I mean, he was a young major leaguer, a really young major leaguer. And I think most in his situation do go through some tough times. And he did, went back to the minor leagues and kind of got on a roll and then came back and has been really, really good ever since. And what you hear about Ramirez now is what you heard or what development people say is what you saw in the minor leagues, just really good bat-to-ball skills, and that's making contact, making hard contact. And, I mean, he just goes out and plays the game. There's not much that bothers him, and certainly that helps when you want to put together stretches like he does at the plate.
Taking a look ahead to this series over the weekend against the defending champs of the Houston Astros, obviously it's a lot of fun for us to watch a series like this, for the Indians a chance to see how they measure up against a team that's looked at by many as still the best in the game. Not only did they win the World Series, but, they certainly added some key cogs not only to the bullpen but to the starting rotation as well in the offseason. Well, what are some matchups and what are some things you're looking forward to the most in this series against the Astros over the weekend?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing tonight's starter, Charlie Morton. I mean, they have some big-time names in their starting rotation. Justin Verlander, Dallas Keuchel, we'll see him tomorrow night. Garrett Cole, who they got from the Pirates. But Charlie Morton, he's the guy who won Game 7 of the World Series, really got on a roll last year, and has one of the best breaking balls in the game. So how do the Indians handle that? The head-to-head matchup to see how they do by the time the series ends, between two guys from Puerto Rico who are regarded as the best shortstops in the game today, Francisco Lindor and Carlos Correa. Certainly good matchups there. And then bullpen-wise, because the Astros have had some issues in their pen, too. Ken Giles, their closer, hasn't always been as reliable as they've liked. And obviously, you know, the Indians, it goes without saying how much of a tough time they've had. So those are just some of the matchups that I think will be intriguing over the weekend and what should be a great series.
Yeah, it should be a really, really fun series to watch as well. Did you have a chance to watch closely the rebuild there in Houston? You know, a lot of people marveled at the idea that they were really able to turn things around in about 4 years, because people just forget how bad they were about 5 years ago, and they turned things around so quickly. Did that turnaround surprise you?
Well, it did, but I think what they did, Bull, was when their young players proved that they could be good major leaguers, like a Correa. I mean, Altuve's been there for a while, but some others. Marwin Gonzalez has become just a huge key for them. But what they did was they went out and they got some experience. They brought in Brian McCann to handle their catching situation. They brought in Carlos Beltran last season. And even though he didn't put up the numbers that he had been, it was the last year of his career, he was a good presence in that clubhouse. They brought some veterans in to try and help the young players learn how to win. And I think that's what turned it so quickly and made them a real contender very fast.
Rosie, we talked a little bit about tonight's matchup. Charlie Morton on the mound for Houston. Mike Clevenger going for the Cleveland Indians. 3-0 on the year with a 2.70 ERA. He's really cemented his spot here in the starting rotation, it seems, and it has exceeded expectation. I know a lot of us expected him to be good coming into the season, but he's really doing well here in 2018.
He sure is, and you know, you could see it last year. He very quietly won 12 games and was really good down the stretch. And if they had gone to a four-man if they had made it past the first round of the postseason, he would have been in that rotation for the second series. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, here's a kid who was on the cusp last year and then has just continued along that path this season. They worked awfully hard in the offseason because he wants to be a 200-inning pitcher, and he's tracking along those lines. And it's really nice to see, because he's done some unconventional things in terms of his in between starts with weight work. When he does weight work, he does it barefoot, just to take some pressure off of his feet. He had some ankle issues, so he does some work on a balance beam like a gymnast, and all of that has factored into making his delivery much better and more consistent, and we're seeing that consistency now.
Very good stuff. Well, Rosie, as always, we really do appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend down in Houston, and we'll do this again next week.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Thank you again. Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network joining us on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Our conversations with Rosie are brought to you by Erie Burger Company in the Avon Lake Town Center right off of Walker Road. Try a burger made with local grass-fed beef, one of their many sandwiches, their awesome fresh-cut fries, and more. Make sure you visit Erie Burger Company. Hey, speaking of Erie Burger Company, I've got a pair of tickets right now. To where, you say? A Cleveland Indians-Chicago White Sox matchup on Memorial Day Monday, first pitch at 4:10. That's Monday, May 28th at 4:10. I've got a pair of tickets to give away courtesy of our good friends at Erie Burger Company. How do you win? Very easy. Call 440-322-0930. That's 440-322-0930. Give us a call, and you will win the tickets. Again, I've got two to the White Sox-Indians game on Memorial Day Monday. That's May 28th with a 4:10 first pitch. Call us up to win those tickets at 440-322-0930. Bullseye on the Afternoon continues after this on AM 930 WEOL.